Blog Talk Radio.
You do know that I can't hear you when you be talking?
Now you're live. Now, what were you saying?
You just stopped the line?
No. The audio was off.
I can't hear you when you when you're telling me, talking to me. I can't ever hear you. I am. God bless you. I am so excited. I've got my dear friend, pastor, apostle, prophetess, woman of God. The woman of God is in the building.
Bless you, bless you.
We're so glad to have you. We are excited. Listen to me. There's so many great things that's happening in our life, in our church life, mm-hmm. in our ministry. I mean, the Lord's blessed us to come together to team up.
Yeah.
Me, you, Prophet Russell, Overseer,
yeah.
Pastor Russell's wife, and to do some effective ministry together. Sunday was just like amazing in this place. It was bonkers. And the Holy Ghost, the way God moved and the way the Spirit of God is. And I enjoyed being able to work with you in ministry. We've been friends for a while. Most people don't know we've been covenant working together on DL for a while.
Yeah.
No one kind of knew what we were doing. We didn't really know what God was doing with us.
At all.
But we just acquiesced to the will of God. And so we're so excited about what God is going to do and what God is doing as all of the church is emerging. Not only has God blessed us with RAD,
mm-hmm.
but there is a couple other fellowships that are saying, pastors across the country, city, that are saying, hey, we want to join the revolution. And this is one of those kind of places that we don't judge. We walk in a loving environment. We have a standard, but God is doing a tremendous work
yes.
in the lives. The worship ministry, oh my God, was amazing. Sunday, Jesse Campbell came in
wow.
and blessed the saints and did a tremendous job. I mean, the oil was in him. That boy knows he can sing. Well, he's old now, older guy. Yeah, you know me, my mouth. God's still working on my mouth.
But them vocals?
But them vocals, there was nothing older about them vocals.
Whew.
That brother opened his mouth and let loose in this place. And I'm telling you, we were not the same when he let loose in this place. I'm telling you, God moved in this place. Well, that happens in production.
Yeah.
God moved in this place that it was like second to none how we saw the Spirit of God show up in here. And we've been so excited about what God has been doing. Listen, listen, my wife has a meeting that's coming up. She didn't feel too well today. And so as a result of that, we're here today in her stead today.
Yes.
And going to have an apostle, woman of God that's going to be coming in our city. We're excited about the meeting that's coming
Ooh.
Up. Talk to me about what our expectations are. What, I mean, we know what we're looking for, but what are our expectations?
I'm looking for the Lord to just blow. I'm looking for him to he did on the day of Pentecost like a Russian man. So if you know anyone that is broken, that is bleeding, that needs to be healed and made whole in every area, get them here. To the hospital, church, house. I'm excited because I know that when he this week, it's going to be such a mission that
not only do we I'm excited about what God's going to do in this place. I'm excited about what we've known sometimes, and we've seen her. She has a unique mirror ministry. Couple from the dead. She has a strong, and wonders. They're very much made in her life, and we got a sense of expectation. Now, not only is she going to be ministering with us, but they're going to be recording artists from various places that's going to be with us, a ministry gift. Now, Lady Vicky is, she'll be back with us for the meeting, and so you all that said to me, will Lady Vicky be involved? Absolutely, she will be.
Yes.
She's just taking her little bit of sabbatical today, trying to re-engineer some things and get up and running. But, you know, we're nothing without her, and so we're very thankful. Now, maybe talk to us about Overseer. Talk to us about the man of God.
My best friend.
Your best friend.
My everything.
Okay.
In my phone, he's listed as my all in all. You know, and that's a term I know that you guys call God. According to the word of God, I can't call him my Lord. That's why I'm so excited that the Bible called Jesus the Lord of Lords. He is my Lord. He is my best friend. He's my keeper. He's my rebuker. Amen. And he loves his wife. He loves his wife. And I would be nothing without my husband. I would be nothing without my husband. And everybody who know us and know us, been in ministry for the last 20-something years, been married for 23 years. I've been in ministry for 32 years. This man is the reason why I've been able to stand to this day and declare the word of the Lord. He prophesies over my body. And even when the doctors gave me up, he walked in the room and spirit, you shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord among the living and not the dead. 9 years later, amen, I got a few scars, but I'm still here. Amen. So I praise God for my husband, best friend.
Well, he's definitely a man of God and a man
of
faith. I've grown to build a great rapport with him and to love him as a true brother in the body of Christ. He works hard for his family.
Oh, yeah.
He's a provider. He's an example. I'm excited to see what he's going to do with our men as he helps them model after the kingdom way of living.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're excited about that. Well, we want to talk tonight. We're going to talk tonight. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about this meeting. We're going to talk about Sunday's message, what happened in the building on Sunday, and all of that good stuff. And then we've got some guests in the audience today. We've got Raphael Jones is with us.
Yeah.
And he's going to actually, while that's going on, there's a youth meeting that'll be going on at the same time.
Friday night.
We're going to be giving out a 4K television and doing some great things for the kingdom. And so Raphael is going to be coming a little bit later, and we're going to hear from him. Hopefully, have we got the apostle? Has she called in yet? So we're waiting on her. Okay. And so so reach out to her and make sure that we want to make sure that it's not on our end. And so what I want to do is, while we're waiting on the apostle, I want us to play just a little bit of the commercial, if that's possible. Is that possible, of her coming? And then we're going to talk a little bit more about the meeting.
Yes.
So let's go to that commercial real quick.
The Cultural Center presents the masterclass entitled "The Anointing Come in Stilettos Too," with Ambassador Dr. Sharon Edmond.
Who was upon the plane? Got me blessing on
your tax notes, but you don't die. Look at your neighbor and say, "I'm in tax notes, but I shall not die."
She is one of the most sought-out voices in Christendom. Dr. Edmond's spiritual authority of healing and deliverance ministry is sought after nationwide and with a powerful broadcast on the Word Network. This masterclass is free. There is no fee. Make plans to attend now. Men are welcome too. March 6th and 7th, Friday night, encounter at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning session is at 12 o'clock noon.
Well, we're excited. That's going to be an awesome meeting when this woman of God comes to our city. Trust me, Jacksonville, we will not be the same after this one great woman of God has left us. She's a mighty voice in the kingdom. I think tonight, do we have an Instagram audience on with us tonight? Do we have some folks on Instagram tonight? Are we streaming on Instagram tonight? I don't know. We were supposed to have been. We're trying the Instagram market out a little bit tonight, and so, you know, but if we are, you that are watching us via watching us via Instagram, thank you so much for being with us tonight. It's a blessing. And we're excited. I mean, as we're expanding and tonight, I did not get a chance. Please, if you're looking at it, share. I did not get a chance to share with some of our partners that we were coming on in advance. So I was running around, so I didn't send an email blast out to you all. So if you're watching us, please spread the news to some of our partners and said, hey, come on, sign on with us. And we're on. I'm sharing while talking, and hopefully you will be a part of the process. So the apostle is on. So let's get apostle. Apostle, we're so glad to have you on tonight. Bless you so much.
Bless you. God bless you, Dr. Jackson, man of God. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. We're excited about your arrival to this beautiful city.
I'm so excited. The people of God are excited. We have people coming from North Carolina, people coming from other parts of Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, different places. We're super excited about the move of God that's going to take place. I think we have people coming out of Pennsylvania, too, and New York. I'm not sure of all the places, but I know they've been calling in. Some have been emailing, and they are very, very excited about the move of God that's going to take place in Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, we're definitely excited. We've been hearing great things. You know, we believe in your ministry. We know that God has gifted you in the area of miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes.
So we're looking for giftings to be in operation, that you're coming to our region. Some of the miracles of healing, calling people from the dead, divine healing. We played your clip. Have you got a chance to see your conference clip for this clip?
Yes, I have. It was excellent. You guys did an excellent job. I just came out of a two-night crusade in the, I call it the boonies, up in the cut, in the woods of Henderson, North Carolina. But it was a move of God. The place was packed out, pretty good-sized church, standing room only. One of the county commissioners and the sheriff in the area, believe it or not, were the ones to spearhead that crusade. And this was the first crusade I've ever had wherein more men got healed than women. It were the men that were coming to the altar every night saying, my knee need to be healed. One gentleman was a candidate for knee replacements in both knees, but after his healing, he was able to go to the doctor and they canceled surgery. Another gentleman had a condition in his legs ever since 2013. I think it's called neuropathy, when the feelings leave, and he was on a cane, of course, with people assisting him. But God healed both of his legs. He threw the cane down, pushed the people to the side, and started running all over the place. Healed, delivered, and set free by the power of God. The county commissioner's spouse got healed. And it was the move of God like never before. Men, women, girls, and boys received from the hand of God.
My God, to me, I can't wait. Listen to me. Our church is excited. I've got to, and you met her when she was here. You were here before. Prophetess Caldwell. You remember her? She was the lady with the bright hair.
Yes, I do. Yes. I'm looking forward. She's a recording artist, right?
Yes, she is. And she's on with me now.
Prophetess, God bless you.
Bless you, Ambassador. We're so excited, and we just can't wait for you to get here.
I can hardly wait. You know, I was telling some of my staff, I could hardly wait to see you and hear that sound come from you. I'm looking forward to a great move of God, woman of God.
Yes, ma'am. And we're so excited because we know that we're going to be operating up under an open heaven on that night, and we're expecting God to blow our minds. So we have been telling everyone in this city to get ready, bring as many as you can to the master class to get exactly what they need from the Lord.
Well, praise God. I'm sorry, Dr. Apostle. Go again, sir.
No, go ahead and say what you want to say. You woman of God.
I just wanted to tell the people of God, bring a friend, share a miracle. I still believe in miracles because I know a miracle a day will certainly keep the doctor and the devil away. And I want you to bring somebody, help spread the word of God. Man's extremity is still God's opportunity. And I know that this year, 2020, the year of miracles, the year of the supernatural, the year of the mouth of God, the year of signs and wonders, God's going to blow our mind. Look for God to do it. His word is forever settled in the heavens. He accomplishes that he set out to do, and he watches over his word to bring it to pass. We're super excited about what God is going to release to his people that shall bring mighty relief in their lives, in their families.
Well, our spirits are open with anticipation, waiting on the dawning of what God's going to do. We know that you're in a service there already there tonight, and we want you to be able to get back.
Yes, I'm in Miami, Florida tonight, and a matter of fact, they're waiting on me. I told them I had to, call in to your show, your service tonight. They have great expectancy. God's about to do it. So I want you guys to be praying for me and just know that we all are looking forward to the move of God that's going to take place on Friday night and Saturday at 12 noon.
Well, we're definitely excited about you coming. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening, Apostle.
You too, sir. God bless both of you, you and Prophetess, and your wonderful wife. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Will you play that commercial one more time, if you will? One more time, so they'll know this great one of God and the meeting that's getting ready to happen in our city.
We can come in stilettos, too, with Ambassador Dr. Sharon Edmond.
Listen. Not only that, you're diagnosed, but you don't die. Look at your neighbor and say, I've been diagnosed, but I shall not die.
She's one of the most sought-out voices in Christendom. Dr. Edmond's spiritual authority of healing and deliverance ministry is sought after nationwide and with a powerful broadcast on the Word Network. This masterclass is free. There is no fee. Make plans to attend. Men are welcome too. March 6th and 7th, Friday night, encounter at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning session is at 12 o'clock noon.
So we're back, and we're excited to be back. Listen to me. That's going to be an awesome meeting. You've got to be in that meeting. That woman of God is coming to this city, going to be at the HC Center, the hospital church, and we're excited about her coming. Sunday morning, the Spirit of God moved in here. I know I didn't tell him, and he's probably going to be frustrated when I say this. The young man's song Sunday, Jesse. Hopefully he can get a little bit of Jesse. I didn't prepare to tell him to do that, but a little bit of Jesse, a little bit of his singing. He sung up something in this place on Sunday. He's been on The Voice. And I want y'all to hear a little bit of what Jesse did on Sunday. Can you do it, son?
Sing.
Look at the prophetic moving in your life, sir.
How
the sound that saved someone like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that
did that in a cappella.
Yes.
He killed
Yes.
In a cappella.
Yes.
I just wanted to take my mic and throw it. If it didn't cost so much, I would have threw it. I wanted to grab somebody else's mic and throw it. And said, sang, man, black man, sang. He came all the way from California, and he's here this week.
Wrecked the house. Just wrecked
it. I mean, just did stuff that, thank you, that's it. And did things that only God could have anointed him to do.
Whew.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
And
you're a singer yourself.
And I was blown away.
You sang too. You took us in too.
I was blown away. I was, wow, he went there.
But a man can just flat out sing.
That's what it was.
And sometimes we don't see those kind of gifts in the body of Christ. You know, that people don't sing no more. They do a lot of stuff, but I don't consider them actually singing anymore. I don't know what this is they be doing nowadays, but they don't be singing like they used to sing. Back in the day, people used to sing.
And I think that the song choice made a difference as well. You know, and so I don't care what. Hearing Amazing Grace, I'm always just taken out by it. But the way that Jesse, Oh, that's a whole nother level. Whole nother level. Yeah.
Well, we engaged in a word also Sunday. And it was dealing with that table.
Yeah.
And talking about our commitment to service and how important it is for God to use us, that we are to have what we call surrendered lives, that we will avail ourselves for God to use us. We dealt with that Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a powerful message that we dealt with Sunday, letting God use us and what he expects and the demand that God has on our life. It was transforming to us, and it was transforming this year. Let's give a little clip of it, and then let's talk about it and do that this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Come on, let's go in. Ready?
Can you make up in your mind, Lord, money, funny, change, strains, heartaches, and pain? This lady had 2 pence, less than $2, and she came to the house of God despite her current financial condition. But listen to me. I want to ask you a question. Do you love him enough when your money, funny, your change, strains? Do you love him enough when your lover is mistreating you? Do you love him enough when your boo ain't acting right? Do you love him enough when your job is talking about letting you go? Are you that committed? Nothing will stop me from offering God me despite what's going on in my life. Question is, we've got excuses. We tell God, we give God excuses of why we can't serve. We tell him I'm not good enough. Someone else sings better than me. Someone else can do it better than me. The question is, he didn't ask you that. He wouldn't ask you when he called the blind man. He didn't care if he's blind. When he called Peter, he didn't care that he had an attitude problem and an anger problem. He does not look at your problem or your condition. He simply makes a demand on your life. Gifts. Then secondly, she unselfishly gives the best of what she has to God. Now, I know the text seems to refer to me, but the question, some of you have so much to give. She gives till she leaves herself empty. Watch this. Can I go here? Some of you come to church and you give people these little cute hugs. Give me somebody young. Come here, young lady. Give me a young man. Where's the young man? Give me a young man real quick. Give me a young man. Somebody young man. Oh, young, if you think you're young. Come on. Somebody young. Where he at? He's sitting right beside you. Hey, come here. You good? Come on. I need you up. Come on. No, young man. You young in spirit. And so I've been in church a long time. In church. Come on up. Come up hither. I promise lightning won't strike you. Now watch this. He gives people in church hugs like this. God bless you. Good to see you. In the old church, we used to. We would embrace. But you know what happened? You got tired of people. And so you said, I'm never going to get that close to church people or anybody in my life. And so the greatest gift you have is your loving ability. Because nobody can beat you in loving when you start loving. That's why people hurt you the way they hurt you. Because you have the ability to drop walls and reach people like no one else can. But what you told yourself is, they did me so wrong. They did me dirty. And I'll never let anybody else get in like they got in. And so what now? God says your gift is loving. But what you said to your gift is you suppress your gift and you come to the table and you leave stuff on the table every single time you come to worship. You allow your past relationship, your past church hurt, your past issues to stop you from trusting and loving. And I got one question for you. Can God depend on your sacrifice? Can he look down at you and say, you know what, they got some problems, they got some issues, but they will not allow
because she didn't allow her issue. Wait, let's run a resume. Widow, no husband. Broke it in the joke. No way to make it. Do you understand? The little bit of money she had, she worked hard for the money. You'll miss that. And so some of you get us excuses of, I don't let walls down because I work hard to become the person I am. I'm just not going to be that kind of person anymore. I'm coming to church, but I'm not going to do church the way I used to do church. I'm not going to let my walls down and trust people and reach out. I'm coming to church, but I'm not going to sacrifice my life. I'm not going to need.
Well. I'm going to defer to you.
Me first?
Yeah.
Okay. That was great PowerPoints. I think my best part was when you begin to speak about the woman that gave two mites and the value of her mites and how it may have been not as valuable as others who brought their great gifts before the king in a flaunting way. And she came in such an humble way to bring her gifts to God. But when she came, she gave him everything. And
Withholding nothing.
And the whole part, the number one thing you said on Sunday that caught my attention, I'm coming here in this house and I'm just leaving it all on the table. And you spoke about something that Miles Monroe said, and I said all the time, when I go, I want to die. I want to be empty, knowing that I have emptied out. I've done everything that God told me to do. I've spoken every word he told me to do. I want all he's told me to walk in, and I want to make sure that I've done it to the best of my ability. I'm leaving out empty. And we, as the people of God, we got to get to the point when we come into the house of God that we come into the house of God and we leave it all on the table. Everything on the table. I totally surrender your all. My newest single was, it's called Totally Surrender Your All. My hands, my feet, I surrender. My heart, my soul, every part of me, I surrender. I give it all because you can have it all. He said, I want it all or nothing.
You know what? I think that oftentimes we hold back because of hurt, want to be embarrassed. And, you know, when we were in the world, we drunk. We did whatever we wanted to do. We clubbed. We slept around. We did what we did. On my spill and my day of doing what I did it and I let it all the way out.
Yeah.
Some may have known what I did. I mean, but God is a transformer.
That's it.
But when it comes to the things of God, we cap on it. We hold back. We give God some of us, not all of us. He is demanding all
yes,
of us.
Yes, Lord.
There needs to be a time that us as believers that you will say, God, if you call me to preach in this season, I'm going to preach and share the word of God with everything in me. I'm not going to hold anything back. God, if you can use anybody in this season, God, you can use me. I'm ready. I'm willing and I'm able, God. I'm obedient to your what you're saying to me. I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to not sing. If I'm a rapper, I'm going to rap.
100%.
If I'm a preacher, I'm going to preach. If the prophetic assignment on my life, I'm not going to let people make excuses. I'm not going to say I'm going to wait later. I'm going to do what God called us. Because many times we make excuses about when we're going to do it. And tomorrow never comes.
And it's not promised.
I'm talking to somebody right now. You're in that point right now that you're saying, well, I'm waiting till I get more hours on my job or less hours, and I can be more dedicated to church. I can get more committed. You don't have time to wait on the assignment. You must die empty. You must complete what God has called you. And everything that stood against you is a lie.
Yeah.
Distractions, you can recognize those things. And many people don't even realize the demonic distractions that come in their life to keep them from fulfilling their promise.
Correct.
What do you do with that? How, what do you see about that?
I think that Satan knows his assignment, and his assignment is the one, number one, only thing that I believe that Satan had, even on Eve, was the gift of gab, you know, and he allows us to talk. The power he has is to speak to us. The only thing that God judges us on is our response to him.
Say that one more time.
only power that he has is to speak to us, but what God judges us on is our response to him.
That demonic gift of gab.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If Eve never responded back, there would have never been the spirit of in her ear. And the Lord began to speak to me about the spirit of the hissing that has been going on in the church, and that comes from that Leviathan spirit. And I'm not going to even go there,
but it
comes from the Leviathan spirit. It comes from the word, which means spirit of divination, which means to be twisted up, which came from the word python. Divination, when you look it up in the Greek, it means a python, a snake, and he's constantly hissing. When you start dealing with that spirit, that is spirit that brings the distraction to the body.
And it calls them
to walk away from purpose. But it's all just a word. So we have to get ourselves in a position where we can hear people less, God more, and keep our eyes on the. But first thing we got to do, he says, the forgetting those things which are what? Behind. The only thing that the devil can ever throw up in us is what we've done, because he ain't made it to our future to know where we're going.
Oh, you better say that. Say that one more
so
time.
The only thing
did
he
you,
has.
That was heavy.
Yeah.
Throw that out.
Don't have the anointing to prophesy. He don't know where we're going. So the only thing he have on us is what was. So the only thing that he continued to bring to us to keep us distracted and keep us off focus is our past. So we can't afford to live in what was our spoken word from him.
When there's too much of a promise on our future.
On what is.
Oh, my God.
And what's to come. So that's my take.
Well, let me tell you something. That word blessed us. Let me tell you something. You've got to get here. On third Sunday, you're actually going to be preaching. Well, we hope.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay. We hope. Third Sunday. She's going to be gracing the pulpit on third Sunday. You've got to mark your calendar to make sure that you have been here. The hospital church is doing some awesome things.
Yeah.
We're growing by leaps and bounds. We're doing what God's called us to do,
mm-hmm.
and we are simply excited about what God's doing. Now, listen to me. We've got a lot of things getting ready to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they got a turn-up that's coming with our young adults. We've got the conference is coming with
Friday night
is going to be hot. I mean, the man of God himself is in here. Hopefully, Brittany will get to see me this week before it. And the other gentleman, your nephew.
Yeah, my nephew, Dr.
Derek Mercer, is going to be with us. And so we're excited. We've got Raphael in here tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to do a roll-in plugging the conference that's happening Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
And Saturday during the Saturday on Friday, the conference for the young adult, the one night session, the experience is going to be going on. And so we want you to hear a roll in from it. And then we're going to bring Raphael on, and that'll be it for tonight, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's run those two, run them back to back. Okay.
The two commercials.
You wasn't listening. I told you the order and what you're doing. Do the lady first. Just come in, then Raphael.
Is in Christendom. Dr. Edmund's spiritual authority of healing and deliverance ministry is sought after nationwide and with a powerful broadcast on the Word Network. This masterclass is free. There's no fee. Make plans to attend now. Men are welcome too. March 6th and 7th, Friday night, encounter at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning session is at 12 o'clock noon.
Come join the experience. The experience is First Friday Millennial Turn Up with special guest speakers, pastor and entrepreneur Brittany Baker and Dr. Derek Sir Jr. and recording artist Raphael Jones with a host of door prizes. Food and a 4K TV giveaway. Doors open at 6 p.m. The event is from 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. March 6th at the HC Multicultural Center.
Y'all, Raphael Jones is in the building.
Yes, sir.
This young man is with us tonight. Raphael, what can we expect? First, God, use your ministry in a great way. I remember how God's taking you, raised you up for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
What shall we expect on Friday night?
Friday night, look for awesome turn-up, food, fun, games. Listen, I'm be doing my thing, but Also, I'll be doing worship too. We're going to be giving God praise to the highest. Kids, food, we giving out 4K TV.
Yeah, we're giving a 4K TV.
Listen, y'all, come into place. It's no better place to be than in the kingdom of God. So many years I've been doing this for 6 years. I didn't see people performing Christian hip hop. I didn't see people get saved. It's nothing but a drawing tool to draw the young people to Christ, the next generation. I didn't see drug dealers get saved. I didn't see so many people get saved off of doing this because it's really for the next generation.
And Reddy, I believe we've got a chance. Last time you came and brought your ministry gift to us, you mm-hmm. simply blessed the house. There were so many people blessed by you. Mm-hmm. It was you and a gang of other people.
Mm-hmm.
But you truly blessed us last time. We're excited. We're with anticipation to see what God's going to do. Now, Brittany is going to be sharing. Brittany has done. She just got mm-hmm. posed in a magazine. She got mm-hmm. own perfume line.
Perfume line.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then we've got Dr. Mercer's going to be with us, and he's a powerful speaker, motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
He's been called to the millennial generation, done so much for millennials. It's going to mm-hmm. be a great meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to encourage you all to come out. I still remember him when back in the day,
mm-hmm.
and we're not going to go there. He was playing for his dad the other night.
Yeah.
We remember those days.
We can tell him about it.
Yeah.
I tell him about Pastor last time I was here. I was on the keyboard back in ninth grade. I don't know if I told him. I didn't know how to play. Now I was playing one note at a time, one note at a key. But back in ninth grade, this prophet came to me and was like, man, I see your face on the CD. So in my mind, I'm like, I don't know what this man is talking about. His prophet's all off. You know what I'm saying? 6 years later, that's when God put the passion in me to do music. And my face was showing up on the CD, and I've been traveling the nation ever since. So, hey.
I mean, God has a plan, and when God has a plan for your yeah. life, there's nothing the devil can do that can stop it.
Yeah.
And so we're excited. Listen to me. This man of God is going to be here with us and a host of others. It's going to be a wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. Listen, Friday night, I need you to be in this place. Friday night, I need you to be in Jacksonville. I need you to be at the HC Center where it's going down in this place. We've got Raphael Jones with us. I'm so glad to have him with us. And to you that are watching us tonight, that signed in, tuned in, we're so appreciative. You didn't have to take the time out of your busy schedule to be here. This man of God is going to be here, whether he came in the studio, did some promo stuff for the meeting, and hopefully we'll use it for some other stuff that we're doing as well. He's an awesome gift to the body of Christ, and I'm glad. Now, I'm definitely not out of words to say, y'all know I talk a whole lot, but I'm definitely out of time. So listen to me. You be blessed. You be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Remember that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Huh? How do they reach you?
You can reach me on Facebook. You just Raphael Jones. Or my Instagram, Raphael_T122. That's RAPHEAL. My music on YouTube, just type in RAPHEAL space Jones. And I look to see your face in the place Friday, 6 p.m. doors open.
Awesome. Hospital Church, you know, we stand for. We're the place where healing begins and healing is complete in your life. Thanks to our production team. We appreciate all that you do to make everything good for us. It's gravy, baby, over here. The Lord's kind. Have a wonderful day.
Nice. That's good.